This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that our goal is to make India one of the top defense exporters of the world. Mr. Modi said India is building the capacity to export weapons and equipment for all three armed forces. Prime Minister was addressing the Indian Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off Goa and Karwar coast while celebrating Diwali with them.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन तीन गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है. पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है. मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं. 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं.
He said missiles like BrahMos and Akash have proven their capabilities during Operation Sindoor, and several countries around the world are now interested in purchasing these missiles. Mr. Modi said India's defense exports have increased more than 30-fold over a decade. On Police Commemoration Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today saluted the courage of the police personnel and recalled the supreme sacrifice by them in the line of duty. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said their steadfast dedication keeps the nation and people safe. Greeting to the police personnel on Police Commemoration Day, Home Minister Amit Shah said, as first responders, the forces have scripted glory by thwarting crimes and threats to internal security and by protecting citizens' rights with exemplary courage and commitment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the passing away of the popular film actor Govardhan Asrani. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, a gifted entertainer and a truly versatile artist, Govardhan Asrani entertained audiences across generations. The Prime Minister said he particularly added joy and laughter to countless lives through his unforgettable performances. Mr. Modi said his contribution to Indian cinema will always be cherished. He expressed condolences to the family and admirers of Govardhan Asrani. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today remembered Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and brave warriors of Indian National Army, INA, on the Foundation Day of Azad Hind Fauj. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that through the Azad Hind Fauj, Netaji instilled a strong belief in the hearts of the revolutionaries that the countrymen could achieve freedom through their own army and military campaigns. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram today on a 4-day visit to Kerala. Tomorrow, President will visit the Sabarimala temple for darshan. On Thursday, she will unveil the statue of former President K.R. Narayanan at the Raj Bhavan, Thiruvananthapuram. The President will also attend the centenary celebrations of Sri Narayan Guru Samadhi. In addition, President will participate in programs at St. Thomas College in Pala and St. Teresa's College in Ernakulam. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will be taken up today. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on 11th of November. More than 2,600 nomination papers have been filed for 122 seats this phase. Candidates can withdraw their nominations by 23rd of October. The Assembly elections in the state are being conducted in two phases on 6th and 11th of November, and counting will take place on 14th of November. Indian Railways will operate around 8,000 more special trains in the coming days to clear heavy rush of passengers due to festivals. Railways has successfully operated around 4,000 special trains between 1st and 19th of October to meet festive season travel demand. Railways facilitated travel of over 1 crore passengers in special trains between 1st and 19th of October. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw visited the war room at the Railway Board yesterday and took stock of passenger movement during the festive season. He appreciated the staff for working round the clock and extended his best wishes to them on the occasion of Diwali. And that is the end of this news bulletin.